Hi. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Hi, so my name is Carl Pitera, and I'm a product owner at Captain, which is a product of the company of the same name that was acquired very recently by Microsoft. And the objective of the Captain product is to help our customers who are mobile app developers to engage their users, to engage them through push notifications. And what I wanted to do here, and after the great speech we had just before that, is actually the continuation of that, and to give you some very concrete examples and of challenge that we see our customers having, and a few tips that we saw along the way of helping them to engage them and really try to retain their users. So the first challenge that we've seen quite a few times helping our customers, and it's true for games, it's true for apps, is that actually no marketing is going to make up for the issues in games, in applications, etc. And actually we have very different jobs, you and I. Your job is definitely to make that game really great and to make sure that when I take my phone, that's your game that I want to launch. And our job is to help you do that last little bit of thing to make the users come back. So really it's very important that a lot of energy is focused on what you guys have been doing and presenting, which is the in-game experience, etc. And what we are going to help you with is to do that last bit of thing of how to have the users come back after some times or when they are about to leave. The second challenge we've seen definitely, especially at the start, at the launch of mobile apps or mobile games, is the focus. A lot of the focus is on downloads. So I want to acquire a big user base, etc. So downloads are nice, and definitely you are going to spend a lot of money on acquiring users. And in fact, many times what we see is acquiring downloads, but actual players are better. And the key, some of the key metrics that we need to focus on are not so much how many install base, how what's the size of the install base you have, but much more the size of your active base. So monthly active users, daily active users, stickiness are really the KPIs that we need to look at. And actually, what we've seen our customers having the best success with is having the entire team looking at these figures. Daily active users, monthly active users. And it's everybody that really looks at them and take care of activity is when we are doing the good thing. And definitely, if you can be in that great position where you don't spend any money on acquisition, that's the ideal. That's probably a 5 years achievement, and so congratulations. But yeah, definitely that's the objective, and engaging, re-engaging users is definitely the best thing. And again, make sure that everybody in the team looks at these figures. Another challenge that we've seen is not taking care of either bored or annoyed people. Because these people are the people who are leaving, and it's a pity because you spent all that money acquiring them, and after some time they get bored, or they are facing issues in the application or in the game, and they are just getting away. So one very, very important thing is first to know about this, collecting data, analytics, etc., and to try to identify the users, the players that are bored, that don't act as much as they used to. So you need to know if they were active and if they are becoming less and less active. But also you need to know about people who are having issues, crashes in games, issues, logging in, etc. That's another important point because again, that's people who could be having a good experience, but then are having not so good anymore. Last challenge that I will discuss in the tips later is scale. Definitely, if you are not prepared, it can kill you. You can have a really great game, get great experience, etc. But it's so great that, and that's definitely what I wish to all of my customers, is to just explode and have a great user base. But if you're not prepared, scale can kill you. So that's definitely where Microsoft and we are, as Captain, are really happy to have joined the Azure family, can help you is with scale. And we'll discuss that a bit. So the next part of the discussion here is about tips. So taking all of this challenge that we just saw that we've experienced with our customers is what can we do about it, and what are the very basic, and I'm not going to talk about, you know, some deep intelligence and things like that, some very basic tips of engagement, of things that you can do to make things better. The first one is how to reduce acquisitions and how to boost downloads. So yeah, you can buy a lot of advertising. That's great. It works. It makes downloads. Does it make good engaged users? I don't know. But definitely something that you can do is to raise the rating of your game in the store. And there are some very simple techniques. And the worst of them is to make, you know, that pop-up that you see in pretty much all applications, which is, hey, give us a good rating, yes, okay, later, and no, thank you. And that later thing that everybody clicks, you know, when you get it, and you don't want to say yes because you're in the middle of your game, you don't want to say no because you're a nice person, so you say later, but you always say later, and you never get to that part. So that's the worst experience, having two actions. I think, you know, the basic marketing 101 thing will always tell you, just have, you know, a clear, visible action button that people want to click. So our advice and what we've seen our customers' right performing strategy was in order to boost downloads, to boost ratings, sorry, is about first reducing the set of people you are going to show that little pop-up to say, hey, you love us, give us five star, to a very tiny amount of users. And preferably users that you know are engaged, you know they love you, so you're going to use these techniques to determine who these users are. And definitely that's where analytics data is very important. So just try to find the ones that you're sure love you, and then have a very positive, impactful message and saying, you know, click here to give us five star. Give them the impression that the fact that they click will give them five stars, so that it eliminates all the others, and definitely, you know, really focus on these people. What we've seen that work well is a tenth of a percent of your active user base is usually more than enough to make the flip toward a good rating. So tenth of a percent, not more than 1% of your active user base is more than enough of users that are presented with that in-app message or pop-up for better rating. So don't do, you know, that sending everybody that three button thing. It's not good for you. So that's one of the things that we've seen work quite well. Bugs are annoying. So I said earlier, annoyed players are leavers. So when a game crashes, you know, at any point of the game, even worse during, you know, a fight or something like that, definitely it pisses off people. But it happens. I mean, we are not perfect. We all do software. We are not perfect, so they happen. But the best thing you have to do is to talk to these people, is fix, of course, the bugs. So detect them, detect the fact that you have bugs, fix them, and then talk to the people. So if you can have in your segmentation engine, and definitely Captain can help you with that, you know, to determine these users who had 2-3 times that issue, and then you talk to them by the way of notifications or messages, definitely can help. And these are the people that will be your promoters because they feel heard, and they will like you much for that. Another thing that we've seen many, many, many times, especially in games, is too much push kills the push. So when you install a game and you accept push, for those who do, basically every time you'll leave the game, 5 minutes later you get the first push with a badge on iOS, for example, and then a second telling you your energy is full, and then a third telling you, hey, come back, you've been away for 30 minutes already. Whoa. And you know, you get these messages, and that's probably good in the very short term for the first 2 days, but then, I mean, by the time you want to really talk to the player, they are so swarmed under all these messages that they will not hear. I mean, it's, it just becomes noise. So our advice there is to find the fine line between the very short-term engagement model where you want, or people may want to be warned that it's the good time to come back because their energy is full or whatever. And you know, after some time, just stop talking to them, you know, constantly like that, so that the next time you need to talk to them, the message is impactful and makes sense. So be very careful about that. Also on iOS, use the badge really for important purposes, because by the time you want them to come back, for example, they've been away for 5 days, for 1 week, and you want to try to have them come back, if your icon has had that badge for the entire week, the next time you want to engage them, it won't be seen. So be very careful about how you use that, and our advice is to use it either for a very meaningful purpose inside the game. So it can be, it really depends on the game, and then to remove it if you see that it has no impact, and then reuse it for marketing purposes. So it's very, very important that you manage your communication channel, which is your out-of-app communication channel, which is push notification and the badge for iOS and Windows, really carefully, so that you really, when it's seen, it's impactful. So that's a very, very important point. I hope you, all of you, look at that first run experience. That's also very important, because quite a few times we've seen our customers saying, hey, we have that big issue with retention, people are not coming back. And by the way, this is not just for game, we see that in pretty much every industry. And definitely, the many, many, many times, the optimization that you can do you know, with this little thing, and I was told the other day, hey, we are trying to optimize that the third level where we've noticed that people are not doing, maybe we can get a half a percent more retention. So yes, probably, but have you done the job of looking at your first run experience, so the first time or the first few times the players play the game, and isn't there a big drop that you can address? For example, a loading screen that takes 3 minutes, downloading, you know, the first resources of the game, where maybe you lose half of your players or things like that. So that's a good place to look at first, before any engagement, before any communication, to make sure that in fact, whether you are or not losing people very early on in the game, actually before they had any experience with the game. So this is definitely something that we've realized, that not that many people look at that first run experience, and it's probably a good idea, and I hope everybody does it in this room. Welcome your users. So that's also something that we don't see very often, and when we see it, it's actually you know that push where people say, hey, we are happy you downloaded us, and great to see you here. That's good, but I mean, it's not useful. It's just saying hello. That's nice, but try to use a welcome campaign in a meaningful way. So first think about what you want to achieve, what is good for your players in your playing example, and then just apply it with a few welcome messages. For example, some applications or games are much more interesting if you are connected with social networks. So if that's the case for your game, just make your welcome campaign focused on that, focused on explaining the value to your players of that, you know, logging into these social networks. So really, it's important to, if you have a welcome campaign, so a set of messages where you are going to say hello, so out of the game, not the in-game tutorial, out of the game, to have them, you know, remember they ever downloaded your game, use it as an opportunity to show the value of the first few things that are important for them and for you in the game. Last tip, I want to give something that we've seen really work well also in engagement and getting in touch with people, especially when you know, they are starting to be leavers, when they are starting to play less and less often, is organizing events. That's extremely powerful, and it usually makes really people come back. Is, you know, just, it can be an event of a free thing in the game for a day or a week or something like that. And that's great opportunity to have people come back. So, you know, that notification that you might see sometimes saying, hey, we haven't seen you for 30 days, and what happened? Again, it works somehow, but it doesn't convert well. Having a same type of communication, but around something of value, like an event, is much more powerful. So something that people say, so for example, they might have been blocked in the game somehow, or something that is costly in terms of virtual money or whatever, and maybe, you know, offering that to them will make them come back. So definitely organizing events and having things like anchor points often during the lifetime of the game is very useful. So these are all, you know, some very, very practical things that we've seen, either issues or good things that we've seen our customers having and implementing with our product. So I hope that's that was interesting for you. And so the next part of my speech was why Microsoft and why Azure and Captain, and how it has helped our customers solve these problems. So the first part is the backend problem, the scale, etc. And the group Captain is in is the Azure Mobile group, where basically our objective is to give our customers a set of tools that will help them really be more productive and go much faster and scale in the way things are done. So that product is an entire collection of tools in the cloud that can scale from tiny things to a big set of servers, where you can first manage your data. So you can manage data about your players, about the game, etc., in a very flexible way. So you have storage in the form of SQL, tables, blobs, so very different kind of storage. One very important point is that with that storage, you have offline synchronization. So from your game, You can really have a part of the game that with an offline experience, and then as you get back a network, get offline synchronization. User authentication, so it's definitely things that you can do on your own, like most of these things, but here, again, the objective is to help you get more productive and do more more quickly by connecting to all these different types of networks. And obviously push notification, but I will tell more about that. So there is a set of SDKs for pretty much all the platforms that you are going to target with mobile and tablets and a server aspect. So this mobile services product is really here to help you solve a part of the equation where you need to store data, to authenticate users, and to be able to work on the backend side of things. And the other part, which is the product I come from, which is Captain, which objective is really to engage, to talk to users through push notifications and in-app messaging, is going to give you the same type of thing, but from a very different aspect, which is the marketing aspect. So what Captain does is solve part of the data and analytics. So the objective is to collect information and data about what users are doing, what's their behavior, so the buttons they click on, the purchase they make, all these, the screens they go through, etc., so that you can after that have a good segmentation and precise, not just on tags or on scorings and things like that, but really go down to the different paths they've taken in the game, the purchases, correlate these things together. I talked earlier in one of the challenge, which is issues they might have in the game. That's a very, very important type of data to collect and to act on. Geolocation, definitely it's better to engage and discuss with your users depending on where they are. So all this, again, the objective is to make you to go faster with these things. You can build these things, but here it's an offer where our SDK will allow you to collect this kind of thing, manage the whole data. We manage terabytes of data points every month, so it's really here to help you scale and go faster. Then the channel to talk to users is push notification and in-app messages. We target again all the major platform by helping you do these push badge in-app message on a very customized, so with the look and feel that you will need in your game. We target all the major platforms, so Windows Phone, iOS, Android, HTML5, Unity, in order to have a good integration in your game. Last point, which is also very important, is APIs. So while it's important to have these kind of products to manage the marketing aspect of things, you also have your game data stored, for example, on Azure, etc., and you might want to integrate that with other backends, other types of engagement model for email, etc. So we have a full set of APIs to do this kind of integration. So, I'm going to. So I just wanted to give you a brief overview of what the Captain product looks like, so that you get a feel of what it will help you do. So as I said, you can collect a lot of data and information about your users and what they are doing. So just remember that Captain is originally a generic product. We target many industries like media, retail, e-commerce, and games. We have quite a few games who have been using us. So It's not so much, you know, showing you a path within specific game, but really showing you what people do generically in an app or a game. So we allow you to collect information about your users, their activity, etc. So pretty much like you might have seen in other analytics. But just remember that the objective of that is not so much to look at analytics, which you can do with many offerings out there in the market, but really to leverage that as segmentation and to leverage it to detect groups of people you might want to talk to. So it's important to collect information about how many time they are coming in your game, duration, so the session and how long they've been in the game is extremely important. Screens they go through, what are the key paths they are taking in your game, what you know, what's the place they mainly spend time on, all the events, all the monetization aspect is extremely important. What led them to purchases, etc., is again something you will want to collect. Issues, and again, I mentioned earlier, this is an extremely powerful tool to talk to people to prevent them from leaving. So if you can really detect these problems they are having, either crashes or problems with interaction with your game, that's extremely powerful. Now, once you have collected all that data, the next part will be to segment your users and to try to find groups of people that have these behavior that you might want to engage. So people who are frequent users but are having issues or are buyers, etc. This is definitely something you want to target. The last part I'm going to show you is push notifications and how easily you can do that. So just remember that this tool is targeted at a marketing team, CRM team, not so much developers. There is a broad range of offer in Azure that will target developer. This is really for your marketing teams that are going to interact with your players and again trying to get these people to come back and to retain them. So very simple tool to engage people based on all that we've seen. So doing a notification is quite simple, where you can engage your user either through out-of-app, so out-of-game notifications, or directly in-game. And this is the exact same way, so you can create your campaigns very easily. You can add content, add images to your experience so that people, of course, connect more with the game. You can redirect them to any page of your game, to external Facebook fan page, Twitter feed, etc., through a simple URL. So nowadays, pretty much anything in a mobile device is reachable through a URL, and that's what we will help you to do. So my game item shop. So typically, this is the way we see most apps or most games redirect their user to a specific, for example, shop page. If you want to, if you have a special offer where you might want to send them to. The next part of the design of these marketing campaigns will be the audience, so who you are talking to, and that's definitely the place where you are going to include the segments based on scoring, based on these data that you will have collected. So you can really, with that tool, target any type of a segment that you might have defined, either through machine learning by guessing churners, for example, and you have great tools with Azure Machine Learning to detect a churner, inject them into Captain, and leveraging it as a segment. Previous campaigns, you can run an audience criteria based on reaction to previous campaigns, people who have clicked, who have not clicked, who have answered questions, things like that. That's definitely something you can leverage. Location, we already discussed that in previously. So any dimension that you can collect, you can use as a targeting criteria. Then when you've done all that, you're pretty much done. You can. Sorry, it's pretty hard to manipulate. You can plan, you know, your campaigns in advance. I talked earlier about welcome campaign. Definitely, these things are long-term running campaigns where you define a set of conditions, and then people will just be targeted. And depending on the criteria, whether they are Facebook logged or if they have spent something, you will be able to create a tree of potential messages. So there is not one message for everybody. There is a set of 10, 20, 30 different possibilities of message. And depending on the category, on the segment, these people are, they will be welcomed in a very, very different way. So that's how you create that. So again, that tool objective is to help you discuss, help you address the challenges we've discussed before, and really implement these small tips I gave you, which is not something that will make, you know, all of users come back. That's not my promise. But it's, you know, all these little things that you can do that will help increase your retention, increase usage. And definitely, we've seen this usage increase, not by the order of magnitude that we've seen, because the you knew in order to get, you know, this order, you need really to work on every single aspect of your game. But you know, these 15-20% of increased usage, so time spent within a game or an app, is typically something that we see by implementing these techniques. Also, increasing retention by a few percent is what these kind of techniques and product give you. Thank you.